Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of You Betcha She Did. Happy 2024, by the way. We are replaying the top three episodes of You Betcha She Did, and this final episode is all about me, Raina Rokicki, and how I came to be the podcast host of You Betcha She Did, as well as a YouTube and podcast producer for women. So if you're interested in learning my backstory, stay tuned. There's a lot of interesting twists and turns. I also just want to say thank you for making my episode one of the top three. I am pleasantly surprised. As always, if you love what you're hearing, please share this podcast with friends, families, neighbors. That's the best way to spread the word about really cool Midwest women making change. They appreciate you. I appreciate you. So stay tuned. We got a whole bunch of great female guests in store for 2024, and that begins next week. Did she really do that? You betcha she did. And welcome back to another episode of You Betcha She Did, the podcast where female entrepreneurs and women who have paved the way share their wit and wisdom. I'm your host, Raina Rokicki. And today, for our special 50th episode, we have a really special guest, someone I know you guys might be very curious to know more about. And that guest is me, your host, Raina Rokicki. Here today in the studio, I have Kelly D. Holstein from Word Haven Bookhouse here to interview me. So I'm going to turn the show over to Kelly. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Raina. Thanks for letting me interview you. And I think you're right. People are very curious about you. And you do such a wonderful job supporting the work that folks are doing in our community. And you are doing amazing work, too. So I'm really excited at the opportunity to ask you some questions so folks can get to know you a little bit better. All right, here we go. You ready?
I am ready. Fire away.
Here we go. You're on the other side of the microphone. So here we go. All right. So first question, what led you to this place and time running Ladies First Digital Media, hosting the podcast, You Betcha She Did, being a podcast YouTube producer, all the things? What led you to this place and time?
All right. Well, it's a little bit of a long, slightly convoluted story, so I'll try to summarize it the best I can. But like most people, I think the most interesting paths in life are the ones that are not straightforward, right? The ones that kind of meander and split off and take unexpected turns. I always like to think that when I'm 80 years old, looking back on my life, I'll have loved all the weird turns I've taken. And so far, I haven't regretted any of them. So to start off, when I was younger, I always wanted to be an anthropologist and study culture. Mm. I was always fascinated by culture, human behavior, why people did the things that they did and why people lived differently. So that's what I studied in college, in addition to communications. And then I found that I really liked working with students. So I took a turn and became a teacher, which I loved for many years. I taught for 14 years. And most recently, I was teaching in West Africa and Nigeria for 6 years at the American International School of Lagos, which was an awesome experience. If you ever get a chance to go to West Africa, I'd highly recommend it. The music is amazing. The dancing is amazing. The people are inspirational, to say the least. It's not an easy life, especially in Nigeria, but people worked so hard. They hustled so hard to make it. And that was inspiring to me. And then to continue on my story, when I was teaching there, I did a lot of project-based learning, and I would teach my students how to do like little podcast stories. I've always loved podcasts like This American Life, where it was like little snippets of people's lives. So we did a lot of writing activities, and I'd get students to do that. And then I worked with my students to do video projects, and I loved that kind of work. It was never really in my horizon to be an entrepreneur. That's not a path I ever saw myself going down. But during COVID, we came back to the United States, my family and I. I've got two kids and a husband. And I was kind of looking for a career change. With COVID, it wasn't the easiest time to be a teacher, especially being a mom to two young kids, where like my daughter was only going to be in school for 2 days a week as a four-year-old. And I was like, well, what am I going to do? Put her in daycare for the other time, which isn't going to run anyway because it's COVID. So I really, right. I know, I was like, this isn't going to work. So I was looking for a career change. And I heard about becoming a virtual assistant, which is someone, if you don't know what a VA or virtual assistant is, it's someone who helps business owners, usually small business owners, with a wide variety of things, anywhere from organization to planning to client work, things like that. And I was like, ah, I love organizing and planning. That's something I've always been really nerdy about. Give me spreadsheets and markers and colors, and I'll be like a happy person. So I was like, I can do this. And so one of my first clients was this amazing woman named Marian Knapp, who is a productivity coach. And she had a podcast and a YouTube channel, and she trained me to work on those things. And I loved it right away off the bat. I was like, oh yeah, this is what I'm talking about. So what was cool about Marian is she was a great teacher in itself too. So I really jived with her, had fun, and she got bought out by a higher productivity kind of company. So at that point, I was like, do I want to keep being a virtual assistant or do I want to do something else? And I decided I wanted to really dive into that podcast YouTube work. So I took a whole bunch of in-depth classes online and I said, hey, you know what? I'm going to take that big leap forward. I'm going to start my own company, which was the Ladies First digital media company. And I really, as I started getting into that, I was like, I've always kind of wanted to do a podcast. I've really been into communication my whole life and also supporting women. That's always been a value of mine. And I feel like that really became even stronger once I became a mom and saw and felt all the different hats that people wear and all the different responsibilities. And I just feel like women do so much in society and often are overlooked. And I want to make it my mission to help women not only help their lives become easier, but help them do the things that they want to do so they don't have to forget about their dreams and those passions and put them aside for other things. I don't think there's ever really a balance, but I think that you can lean one way or the other way into whatever you're passionate about at that time. Anyway, so long story short, I started my podcast, You Betcha She Did. And that whole thing came about because when I moved back to Sheboygan, Wisconsin, I noticed how amazing the downtown was. And a lot of the new businesses and energy came from women entrepreneurs. And I was like, whoa, this is super cool and also inspirational. And I was like, we got to be like tooting these women's horns. We got to be telling people what's going on. And then also just through that time when I was a virtual assistant, I was like, there's so many cool women trying to change the world, make it better. And if I can play a part in that and helping them get their stories out and share that, I'm going to be thrilled. So that's where the podcast came from and continues to be. It's all about lifting women up, especially in Wisconsin. And then my company, again, as you can tell from the name Ladies First, is all about serving ladies first to help them with their podcasts or YouTube channels or both.
I love that. It's such a great way to build community too, because as someone who's new to the area, you know, I listen to your backlog and, you know, have been able to learn about a lot of the folks that are here and then connect with them to figure out ways that, you know, we might be able to partner with Word Haven and whatever, you know, whatever business they have. And so it actually, you've helped me to meet folks and to learn more about them. And so that's pretty great as well with the work that you're doing.
I love that. That's kind of what I want. I want people to come together to collaborate, to be inspired, to help one another. And I think that comes naturally to women, whether you're an entrepreneur or not. I mean, women are always about lending a helping hand. And if I can just keep that going or being a small part of it, hallelujah.
So you said right away that you loved podcasting, that like there was something about it that you just connected to. And I'm curious if you can share with us what that was.
Yeah. Well, so many things, I guess. First of all, what I like about podcasting is that you can do other things while you're listening to it. And maybe that's just because, like many people, I'm just busy doing a million things at once. So I'm like, I can listen to a podcast and clean the house. Actually, I'll be a happy cleaner if I'm like listening to something. I can just tune into whatever that is and get going. You know, you can do it while you're running errands. You can do it while you're exercising. I love that. It doesn't have to be your singular focus. I don't watch a lot of TV just because I don't have a lot of time to sit down and watch TV, but I have time to do other things while listening to a podcast. I also like the whole concept of being inside someone's ear. You know what I mean? Like you're in their earbuds or their headphones or their car, but you're having a conversation like right in their head. And there's something really intimate about that. And I think that's kind of magical because where else can you be so directly in their head, having that conversation, getting them to be thinking about things? So personally, I love podcasts. I love the storytelling aspect of it. I love the brainstorming that can come with it. And I don't know, you know, at one point in my life too, I wanted to be a journalist, and it kind of reminds me of that too, like digging into people's stories, finding out what's going on, and then sharing that with others.
That's amazing. So you have a slogan, helping women be seen and heard. And I'm curious where that came from.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's that other slogan, women should be seen and not heard, right? And that always ruffled my feathers a little bit, steamed my clams. I was like, what? Why? We need to be heard too. And so I just wanted to flip it on its head and be like, excuse me, we need to be seen and heard. We got a lot to say too, so listen up. So that's kind of where I took it. It just kind of goes along with that feminist perspective of we are here, we are changing the world, and you better watch out.
I love it. And I guess I never really heard that. It makes sense that was used with women. Like, I always heard that as a kid, mm-hmm. that like kids should be seen and not heard. But I guess, yeah, that makes sense. Probably at some point it was applied to women as well. Yeah. So I'm glad you explained that, because I didn't really know where that came from. So what have you learned? Like, what is something you've learned from the experience of, you know, being a podcaster, being a YouTube producer? Like, what's something that has really shifted how you approach your life because of what you learned from that experience?
I think a lot of podcasting and YouTubing comes down to experimentation and being open to try things. I think, you know, a lot of times on the internet or social media, people make it seem like, oh, you just have to start a podcast, you have to start a YouTube, and you're going to be wildly successful. You will find success, but it's usually not instantaneous. And it's usually like solving a giant puzzle. And I like that about that. I like that you have to dig in and try things and find the best ways to find your audience to niche down. Yeah, just that's kind of the big thing I've learned. Like with my clients, we've had success, and that's kind of the best part. I love when they find their audience, they're growing, they're making change in whatever realm that they are experts in. But and it's fun when you find a path that does that. But I don't know, I like the digging into it and figuring out, like, let's try this strategy for the 3 months and see how that goes. And then after 3 months, you dig into those numbers, analytics, and say, hey, this really resonated. This part did not at all. Now we're going to take that what we learned, and we're going to go in this direction. And you know what? That reminds me of teaching, you know, because I used to be a teacher, and I know you were a teacher. You know, it's like when you're trying to teach your students a concept, you try all these different strategies and you keep refining it as you find what resonates with your students. You know, like, oh, this one sort of worked, but, you know, these other students, we're going to really need to go in this direction to get them to understand this concept. So it's always like solving a puzzle.
And then you get to reset, because you're right. Mm-hmm. Like, as a teacher, you can have a really crappy day, and the next day it's like you get to try again.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it
totally.
Sounds like you've applied that to this work as well. That it's like you get to try again. Yeah, and it gets rid of that whole like perfectionism thing, you know?
Yes.
Like, it's just trial and error, and that's part of the journey too, it sounds like.
Yeah, and don't be afraid to make mistakes. You know, perfectionism is definitely an enemy, I would say, of podcasting and YouTubing. Like, you'll never get anywhere if you try to be perfect, but you have to get out there. You have to take a risk. You have to be vulnerable, and you're going to mess up. But you'll learn from it, and you'll become better. You know, if you become 1% better every episode or every video, like, think of where you'll be a year from then. It's going to be amazing progress.
Speaking of that, what are some moments that you're really proud of in this work that you've been doing?
Well, recently, two of my clients, I've just been so proud of them because they have been working hard producing great content. So one client is Holly Reed, and she teaches families how to raise money smart kids, which I think is so important personally. Like, we need children, teenagers, the next generation to be financially literate so that they don't go into debt. So her work is all focused on that. And we've been working on her YouTube channel for a little over a year now. And when I first started with her, she only had like 2,000 views and just needed a lot of branding work. Things weren't very consistent. She wasn't very good at releasing videos consistently. So we've gotten to the point where she releases consistent videos. She's got a really nice look. And recently we just passed the 30,000 view mark, which is awesome. So she's seen great growth, and she's got a really nice following. So I've been super happy about that. And then another one of my podcasts is a spiritual consultant and podcast host. And again, she's been podcasting for 3 years, and she's just really kind of refined her technique. And recently she surpassed the 250,000 download mark, which is huge. That's crazy huge for a podcast. Like, if you can get 20,000 downloads, that's awesome. But she's 250,000 downloads. So I'm just really proud of her. Name's Teresa Shantz. The work she's done, she's put in, how she's changing people's lives and getting them to be more enthusiastic about the journey that they're on. So that just makes me so happy. And then for my own podcast, You Betcha She Did, the one you're listening to, it's just really neat to see, like you were talking about, Kelly, like you've listened to it and then you've made connections with other entrepreneurs, or I'll run into people at different events or around town and they're like, hey, I listened to, you know, that one episode and, you know, what Christine said really resonated with me. Or like Laura from Sunday Dough, like she just started her entrepreneur journey and she's going to be opening her store next week, like a physical store. And it's so cool to say like, hey, maybe I was like a small part of getting people to find her and support her. And now look at where she is on that journey. So that kind of stuff, I don't know, just makes me so happy, you know, to be making progress, like I said, helping women be seen and heard.
I love that. It makes sense now because you use the pause in there. So now I know why the pause is there. Mm-hmm. So it's super helpful. And I do think you're making a difference in this community. You are helping folks connect. You are celebrating and lifting up, you know, people and what they're doing. Because like I learned about stuff that I didn't know about. And so I really do think it's making a difference. And so how do you determine like how you know you're thriving? Because, you know, I noticed like with the certain folks, it's like they have this many downloads or this many followers. And, you know, and you are obviously very much on the internet. And so that's going to be a component. But then when you talked about You Betcha, you know, you were talking about like the connections and the, you know, helping other folks thrive. And so I'm curious for you, like when you go to sleep at night, like how do you like what are you using? Like what metrics or whatever? How do you know that you feel like you're thriving, that you're doing sort of what you set out to do?
Yeah. I mean, for You Betcha She Did, I would say it's more anecdotal. I mean, there's definitely like consistent growth in the podcast numbers, which is nice to see, but more it's anecdotal, just networking and running into people. Or, you know, I'll get emails from people like, hey, I just found your podcast. I'm really excited. I know this woman who's amazing. You should interview her. So like hearing about more people who people recommend, they want to get on the show. They're excited to get them on the show, or seeing those businesses take it to the next level. That's the kind of stuff that I take with me and kind of tuck in my pocket and, you know, like warms my heart, makes me feel good about the work I'm doing.
So everyone who's listening right now, please, if you learn something from this, if you learn and grow from the work that Raina's doing, like email her, message her, let her know, because that it helps. Like it helps to know that stuff. And I think sometimes people think that, you know, maybe you don't want to hear that or you're busy or whatever. But like if people have time, let Raina know how you've impacted their life, because that's pretty cool. So if you, okay, little kid Raina, let's yeah. talk about little kid Raina. If you could go back and talk to her about what you're doing now, like what would you want her to know about your life now?
Oh gosh. I think little kid Raina would be so impressed with big kid Raina. I don't mean to toot my own horn, but like I just never imagined myself as an entrepreneur with my own company. And even now sometimes I look back and I'm like, whoa, this is awesome. Like just I'm really proud of myself. So I think little kid Raina would be amazed. I would tell little kid Raina to try all the things. Like I was a really shy kid actually, which is kind of funny. Like I'd even have a hard time going to McDonald's and ordering for myself. I'd have to tell my parents, I was like, can you tell them to order me a hamburger and an ice cream? So to now be like,
oh, that's so sweet.
I know. Isn't that funny though? Cause it's like, wow, I was super shy and now it's not really a big deal, you know, to be on camera or in front of the microphone. I do still get a little nervous when I speak in front of big groups, which is also funny because I'm like, when I'm teaching, I don't get nervous about that. But like speaking in front of a group of adults, that would still make me a little nervous. But I just, you know, I'm just amazed. And I just think I would tell myself, yeah, take advantage of those opportunities. And also don't be afraid to do things scared. I feel like that was a lesson I learned as an adult. You know, you have to do things scared, and it's okay if they don't always work out, because you'll always learn a lesson in there, and you don't know until you try. So you might as well try and see where it goes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she would appreciate that, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. So what have you learned about yourself from interviewing others?
Oh, wow.
You've gotten to talk to some really like super cool humans. Like, what has that taught you about you?
Yeah, it's taught me to not give up, because, you know, it's not always easy. There's moments when you feel really good about your business. There's moments where you feel like, what am I doing? And talking to more and more entrepreneurs and change makers, I kind of discovered that it's pretty par for the course. Like, everything goes in cycles and seasons will come and go. So, you know, don't be afraid of the hard times. Be resilient. I've also really learned the importance of networking. Like, reach out to people. People want to help. They're there for you. They want to give advice. So don't be afraid to reach out. You know, often when you're a solopreneur, it's kind of lonely and you don't want to reach out for help, or maybe you're afraid, but it's a lot of people who've taken that next step in their lives and businesses have relied on a great network of people. And that being said too, like, have those supporters, know who's in your ring, who's got your back, who's going to mention your name in a room when you're not there. Like, celebrate those people and pay it forward as well. You know, like, you know who those people are for you. So make sure you're doing that for other people. Maybe even the people too, who are often overlooked or shy. It's always a reminder to me to make sure those voices get heard as well, and think about how I can help out with that.
Mm-hmm. You talked in the beginning about sort of the turns that your life has taken that you weren't necessarily expecting, and the different paths that it's brought you to. And my last question for you is, what do you think the next turn might be? Like, what are some paths that might be in the future for you, either personally or with your work or both, or whatever you want to answer?
Yeah, great question. I'm going to whisper my dream out to everybody out here. And this is something I got from the Cream City Dreams podcast, which is a great podcast based in Milwaukee, all about female entrepreneurs as well. So if you like You Betcha She Did, check out Cream City Dreams. Just a little plug there. Anyway, they talk about whispering your dreams, like, put it out there in the world. And then who knows, you know, maybe it'll start to take roots and come to fruition. But my dream is to develop some sort of network of Wisconsin women podcasters and YouTubers. I really feel like there are amazing women here in this state. And I often think we get maybe overlooked because we're the Midwest. You know, we're not the East Coast. We're not the West Coast. We're not Chicago. But I think there's really rad women here. And I would love to kind of form, like I said, some sort of Ladies First Digital Media network where I can help them all with their podcasts and YouTube channels and really help kind of shine a spotlight on them. So professionally, that's my goal, to do that. So hello, Wisconsin women, leaders and entrepreneurs, reach out. Let's do this. We got it. The other thing, and then personally, you know, my kids are getting a little older, which is really nice. They're like in elementary school now. And I'd really like to kind of revisit some things that I love, in particular dancing. I'm a trained dancer. I love dancing. And that kind of went by the wayside, you know, with children, which is great. There's always a season for it. But now I'm ready to kind of get back into that. I just know I feel so good when I have that artistic movement going through me. And it's not really that I want to perform, but I just want to dance. So that's something I want to have coming up in the next year or two.
And you used to teach dance, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you think you would do that again? I know someone in particular who would be very happy if you were to teach dance again.
I know. I thought about it because when I was in Nigeria, I had the most amazing West African dance teacher. His name was TL. He's got a YouTube channel too. He just started. So I'll put it in the show notes if you're interested. But it was the most fun, rocking, like, West African Afrobeat dance class ever. And I really feel like Sheboygan needs that. Like, I think people would really embrace it. I just have to find a time, you know, to make that work, whether it's like through the Y or somewhere else, because you sweat hard, but you feel so good. And it's just so fun.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would dig that if you go that direction.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to share with your people that you feel like you haven't had a chance to share before?
Okay. I guess I would just say, you know, don't be afraid to reach out. Like Kelly was saying, I love the feedback. I love hearing when something resonates with you. I'm trying to grow a YouTube channel for You Betcha She Did and also provide like podcasts and YouTube tips as well as other advice. And it's not only for women entrepreneurs. It's just for any woman who is looking for more out of life. So I'd really, really love it if everybody could go to the You Betcha She Did YouTube channel and subscribe. We don't have a lot of subscribers yet, and it does take time. So I'd love to grow that. And I love hearing about things that you want to hear about. Like if there's tips that you want to know more about, let me know. If there is a field, you're like, I want to know more about girls who code or girls who are race car drivers or, you know, whatever, let me know. And I will do my best to find those people. You don't even have to know them, but I know they're out there, but I'll find them and I'll get them on the show. So I love hearing from you guys. So please reach out. Let me know what you're thinking, what you want, because, you know, I'm doing this for you too. It's obviously for women all over the world, but for my audience. So what you want is what I want.
Yeah, you heard it, folks. Reach out to Raina. Let her know what you need, what you want. You have been a wonderful guest on You Betcha She Did today. You did a wonderful job. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
Thank you for letting folks learn more about you.
Yeah, thanks, Kelly. It was fun being on the show. I'll be back again next week in my traditional host role. As always, if you like what you're hearing on You Betcha She Did, don't forget to reach out, share it with a friend, like us on social media and YouTube, and keep it real. Until next time. And now a quick word from our sponsor. Besides being the host of You Betcha She Did, I am also the brains behind the Ladies First digital media company, which amplifies women's voices through podcasts and YouTube channels. If you are a woman business owner, a coach, or a thought leader, you should seriously consider starting a podcast or YouTube channel to grow your business. This is a surefire way to find and grow your niche audience, and there's no time like the present to get started. As an experienced YouTube and podcast producer, I can help you launch your show, manage it, as well as help you grow it through proven strategies. If you want to know more, set up a 15-minute discovery call with me, Raina Rakicki. Check the show notes for the link or visit my website at www.ladiesfirstdigitalmedia.com. Now's the time to get your voice out there.